The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
For the first time, US companies have revealed the billions in tax that they pay to the Irish Exchequer. The figures show just how much the government relies on the income from the tech and pharma industries based here. Let's get the detail around all of this. I'm joined by Chief Economist with the Bank of Ireland, Conall McQuillagh. Good morning to you.
Morning.
When we hear these numbers and the breakdown, you know, over a billion from one company, half a billion from another, you just feel a chill wind, don't you, on the back of your neck, because you realise in stark terms how reliant we are on these companies.
Well, it is, as you said, we're now beginning to see the kind of company by company breakdown. And these are figures which are going to be resonating in the United States as well. But I mean, this is not new news in some respect. I mean, the central bank, the SRI, and, you know, a range of institutions have been warning that corporation taxes in Ireland make a very high share of our overall tax take, as well as that the very high concentration amongst just a number of companies. So I think it's pretty well known that, you know, just 10 companies accounted for over half of corporate taxes, and that's been a pretty consistent theme. So if something nasty were to happen to one or two of those companies, or if we to see a change in corporate tax laws in the United States or others that were to dilute those corporate taxes, yes, the public finances should be or could be exposed, and, you know, you could see a deficit open up quite quickly. Now, that hasn't happened. I think something we should be aware of, but it's kind of been, I suppose, ideally we'll be running larger budget surpluses and understanding that these corporate taxes are potentially volatile. And, you know, the political scrutiny of these taxes is probably going to increase as we get more of this detail on the individual payments from individual companies. And of course, some of the big names like Apple and Microsoft will still have to do this later this year. So, yes, there's going to be more and more scrutiny on this, as particularly in the United States, you would suspect.
Yeah, and just to run through the figures in broad terms, so these public filings to the US authorities, they show that Pfizer paid $1.02 billion in corporation tax in Ireland in 2025. Meta, $567 million. Johnson & Johnson, $600 million. AbbVie, $431 million. And so on it goes. Do you expect that because now these public filings are out there, Conall, that this will become a topic perhaps over the weekend or in the coming days into next week in the United States? And do we need to worry?
I think we look at the United States' policy under the Trump administration. It's unclear at best or ambiguous as what they're exactly trying to achieve. I mean, we have tariffs, which on one hand, they're saying tariffs are kind of there to even up the playing pitch as they see it in terms of trade. But at the same time, the US corporate tax regime still incentivizes US companies to locate production abroad. So for all of the noise that you've heard from the Trump administration, the taxes that they impose on US companies that have their headquarters in the United States, the taxes they impose on their global income as opposed to the income they earn in the United States are far lower. They're kind of around 12-13%. So there are certainly figures in the United States saying that those rates should be increased. Maybe some of the tax incentives that US companies can avail of to reduce their US corporate tax bill should be changed. But we haven't seen that. And you would have thought the kind of broad thrust of the Trump administration is to reduce corporate taxes. There seems to be very limited appetite to increase them. So in many respects, this is really about a debate the United States has to have with itself.
Yes.
About how it wants to tax US companies. And so far, there's very few voices sort of saying, you know, those things should be, or you should tax US companies more aggressively.
And he, Donald Trump, is particularly worried about companies that are making products overseas and bringing them into the American market. And a lot of the companies we're talking about today, they are American multinationals, but the products that they're making and the tax that they're paying here, they're on products that are not serving the American market in the main. Is that right?
Yes, I think that's definitely been true historically. If you think of you multinationals that are here in Ireland, they're not really here to serve the American market at all. They're typically serving the European, maybe Middle East, Africa market. Maybe they might sort of the rest of the world outside of the United States. So they're not really exporting back into the United States. Now, the exception to that would be the new weight loss drugs that we're seeing, which are being exported into the United States. So there are effectively profits and exports relating to US consumer spending. So, you know, when you think of the Trump administration, Their kind of concern has been US companies moving from the United States to Mexico and then exporting back into the US. That really hasn't been a feature of Ireland. I think the weight loss drugs, the pharmaceutical sector, that's kind of been something that's materialized over the past couple of years. But in the main, you're certainly right that, I mean, if you think of the tech companies, most of the multinationals here, they're not exporting to the United States, it's to the rest of the world or serving the EU single market.
And do you think that that will mean that we are not the focus of his attention?
Well, unfortunately, there has been focus on this already amongst a range of commentators. Donald Trump himself and many others and the Trump administration have actually spoken about Ireland specifically. So you would suspect that as we get more of this detail, the scrutiny may well increase.
And in general terms, what are we expected to learn as the year goes on and these public filings increase? Because these are the new rules that we're operating under now. So we get a much clearer picture, don't we, of what is going on and where our corporation tax take is coming from.
We will. And look, the reality is that we've got some very profitable companies here in Ireland who are abiding by the rules and are declaring a lot of income here and are being taxed on that. So I think as we get some of the other companies like Apple and Microsoft telling us how much they pay in Ireland later in the year, that's only going to increase the scrutiny on us. Now, again, when you think of the big change that happened really in corporate taxes around 2019-20, when intellectual property assets that would have resided in a place like the Cayman Islands or Bermuda or offshore centres had to move back onshore effectively, so close to what they call substance, say production or tangible activity. So as that happened, we've seen a lot of IP assets come into Ireland where the actual production and activity is, and they satisfy the rules, and corporation taxes have increased very, very sharply. So look, there's been no lack of warnings on this. You know, just under, we took in tax revenues, 107 billion last year, about 33 billion of those are corporate taxes. So if something were to happen there, look, we'd be exposed, and there's been no shortage of warnings on that.
Conal, sorry to interrupt you there, but I don't know if you can answer this question, which comes from a listener this morning who wants to know whether it is known what each company's profits were and the percentage tax that they paid on those profits. Do we have that level of detail here?
I haven't seen the returns myself. I imagine they've certainly declared their profits and we know what they're paying in terms of corporate tax. So yes, that information definitely is available, yes.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us. That is Conal McQuillan there, Chief Economist with Bank of Ireland.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.